Rockies 102.9, The Hog presents another Bob and Brian podcast.
This Bob and Brian On Demand is brought to you by Mountain Dew. Mountain Dew exhilarates and quenches with its one-of-a-kind great taste. Mountain Dew, this is how we do.
And now covering the madness of March in the proper alphabetical order from Alabama to Xavier. Steve Zabin!
Hey, Steven!
On a scale of one to suck, it is impossible for yesterday's selection show to peg the needle any harder on pure suck.
But Ernie had a tux on.
Oh, and he also is chowing down on pizza on air later in the show as part
tux
of a...
Tux and pizza?
Yeah, he was eating pizza because...
That's like right out of a wedding.
Yeah, they had pizza. I forget which brand of pizza. I don't want to blaspheme the brand, but the product placement of, oh this pizza's good. He was eating pizza, boys, while on live television as part of a corporate shill.
Now, let me just explain to you how I was watching this. It was on the TVs.
Whoa.
Pizza Hut, right?
Whoa.
With the Pie Tops commercial?
Might have been, yes. Okay. Now, whoa. Let me take you back in time. Let me take you back in time, Bob and Brian, to a day and age that you may remember called 15 years ago.
Okay.
15 years ago, there was actually some good games to watch on Sunday. You would start with the ACC tournament around 1 o'clock in the East on Sunday, Selection Sunday. And the ACC tournament has featured either Duke or North Carolina in the championship game for something absurd like 18 straight years, okay? So you're going to get a brand name program playing in the 1 o'clock slot East Coast time on Sunday. On Selection Sunday. All right, yay. I'm excited. Then you'd roll into the Big Ten championship on Sunday.
It'd be like a 3 o'clock.
On CBS, usually with Jim Nantz and the grumpy, but I miss him, Billy Packer. You miss your boy Billy Packer, don't you, Bob?
Boy, I've still got my other boy.
As grumpy and as arrogant as Billy Packer was, don't you miss that grumpy arrogance? I do.
I like.
Maybe it's the nostalgia in me. I don't
Bill
know.
Bill Raftery. So,
the kiss.
Yeah.
Okay. So you used to have at least two good games, and then you would have the SEC game opposite of the Big Ten game, plus something like a Conference USA game, which was on yesterday. It was the American Athletic Conference, and it was the SEC, which, you know, alone wasn't as good. You got to have the Big Ten and the ACC on Sunday. Both those leagues have since moved their championship game off of Sunday.
Oh, they moved up a week. They want to be
well.
In
the
Madison
Big Ten
Square
moved
Garden.
Up. They did for this week alone, but next year I forget where they're going. Whatever the case. So nowadays there's nothing good to watch. I mean, not nothing, but there's a lot less good to watch on Sunday. The other thing was it used to be you would watch these games on network television on Sunday, and then you would run face first into the selection show on CBS. Why? Because CBS was the traditional ancestral home of come on and watch some basketball. And does everyone know where CBS is on their television?
Do I? Yeah, I know exactly where it is.
Everyone? Does everybody?
Does I don't
know.
Every
Brian, do you know where CBS is on your television?
I do.
Okay. Do you know where TBS is?
Just not sure everybody knows.
That do you know where TBS is?
Yeah. Rick,
what channel?
1202.
Okay.
Something like that.
Oh!
I think you're right. I think it is 1202.
You can't go something like that.
That's pretty close.
Okay.
It's within a couple of clicks.
Now, when I say what channel CBS, what is it?
5,005
is high def. Yeah.
Okay, so it's 5.
Yeah. For me, it's 605.
Has CBS been 5 in your area for your whole lifetimes?
No.
Okay, they changed affiliations locally?
Over the years, yes.
They did, okay. All right.
Yeah, well, plus, you know, we went from over air.
Yeah, but don't make
to cable.
It was a real mess when Fox came in and bought Channel 6, and they were CBS, right?
12 was CBS.
CBS 6 was ABC, and then they became
Fox. All right, so there was some switcheroo.
Fox came in, now CBS is 58.
In my world, yes. I've been lucky in that NBC has always been 4.
Same
ABC
here.
Has always been 7. CBS has always been 9, And then once Fox came into existence in the 80s, it was five, and it's always been that way. 4, 5, 7, 9. Those are the channels. And even on my DirecTV with 1,000 different channels, of which only 500 actually have stuff on them, guess what those channels are? 4, 7, 9, 5. They match up. DirecTV has allowed those numbers to stay the same. My point is, you used to know where the selection show was because you ran face first into it at 6 o'clock where Jim Nantz would put on a headset courtside from the Big Ten game and chime in on the selection show that was coming hot off the heels of these last couple of games. And that was the way we liked it. Nowadays, you got to go, oh, where's the show? Oh, it's over on TBS, I hear. What channel is that?
I happen to
is
have
that 242? Is that 245? No, wait, it's 247. Okay, well, let me go tune in over there. Oh, it's a repeat of that stupid movie, Get Hard, with you know, Hart.
Oh, what's his name? For Boogie Nights and John C. Reilly.
Will Ferrell and Kevin Hart.
Oh.
Get Hard.
What's the one
I think
it's
something
of?
Else. I
yeah.
don't know.
Okay.
So that was the first thing that peeved me. Had to go looking for the damn show. Okay, I found it. And then they come on, and the first thing you hear is a live studio audience. I was like, you have got to be kidding me. Is everything now a live studio audience?
Blame
what
the NFL.
This?
Blame the NFL. They're the ones who have gone from a church basement to taking over a city.
I don't know about you guys. The last thing I want to see is some idiot off the street sitting there. Yay!
You better get used to it because rarely go backward.
But, right, but without that, we wouldn't have quarterback. Oh! You know?
But you know what, though? When that happened, Brian, that was not a live studio audience. Those were fans who were in attendance to watch the draft. And there's a difference.
Well, they're skipping over that stage.
A live studio audience are invitees.
I don't want to see the people clapping either. It's the riots I want to see.
Of course.
Can we just fast forward to that?
Someone is seated fourth when they should have been a one or something.
Right. If you're going to have live people in on this event, they better be unruly. They better be right on the edge of, are you going to come security in here? The crowd last night for the selection show was lame-o. It was not students.
Fill it up with Jets fans, even though it's a basketball tournament.
Hey, they're very. Got another job for you.
Okay, man. I'm not doing nothing.
J-E-T-S. Jets, Jets, Jets.
Sure.
No, so everyone wants, every TV producer wants to replicate College Game Day, the flagship college football show on ESPN, where you get a bunch of college kids hepped up on Red Bull and vodka out there screaming at 7 a.m. on a Saturday. Well, guess what? You're not going to replicate that. There's only one show that can do that. That's college football. You can't do it. So the crowd was lame. Then they bragged, humble brag, that they were going to give you the entire field in the first 10 minutes of the show. And that's when a lot of us said,
here we go.
Okay, they're listening to us. They're going to give us the whole field in the first 10 minutes.
So you got over the live audience to, okay, well, maybe this is all right.
Yeah, okay. All
ooh,
right.
Here we go.
Here we go, okay. So because remember like a year ago or 2 years ago, they stretched the show to 90 minutes. And they stretched the show 1 year to, I think, 2 hours. Because, again, television producers and executives are whoas. So if they could stretch the taffy, they were going to. And nobody liked that. Everyone's like, give me the brackets.
Hey, don't stretch
give me the
my
brackets.
Taffy.
So they then proceed to roll out the field, quote-unquote the field, alphabetically. Starting with the automatic qualifiers. So in other words, the conference champions. Well, you don't need that. If you're paying any attention, you know who won your league's conference championship tournament.
That would seem to make it really hodgepodge, right? Instead of just going to the east or the west or a
region. And that they did it alphabetically.
Yeah.
But, Steve,
it mixed in your App States with your Arkansas.
Don't you want to run them out there first?
Any of them are in there, by the way.
So that you have your building. Okay, we know. Here's the ones we know are in. There you go. Those are your conference champs. They're in. Now we build the excitement. Yes? No?
Well, as I likened it, I said this was like a strip tease where she starts with her socks. And you're like, okay. All right. Socks are off.
Some people have a thing for feet.
I don't even know why she was wearing socks, but now they're off. All righty. I am juiced up now.
Rex Ryan liked that.
Oh, yes, he did. So they start alphabetically with the automatic qualifiers. And even then, it was tedious because Greg Gumbel is not a talented broadcaster. God bless him. He's the nicer of the two Gumbel boys, but he is just not good. He's not smooth. He's not nimble. He's not funny. He's not even, he doesn't even have hair. He's got a hairpiece, but I don't want to get into that.
That's a wig?
Oh, yes. What? Forever. Come on.
I didn't know that.
Look under the lid.
Did you know that, Brian? Greg Gumbel
I'm just a little disappointed our hairless news sports guy here having at someone who's wearing a wig.
Well, you know.
Saw what happened to Costanza when he got a wig in Seinfeld. You know, they weren't wild about it. I was bald.
Yeah, right. But now I'm a player, Jerry. I'm in the game. So anyway, so it was just tedious. And they go through all the qualifiers alphabetically. And then they say, and now we're going to give you the at-large teams. Alphabetically. And by the time they got done reading all of that, it was 13 minutes into the show, and they had to admit, well, we said we'd give you the whole field in 10 minutes. It actually took 13. What they didn't give you,
Should we all get a little cash off our cable bill this month?
What they didn't... what.
Like
what,
a pizza delivery promise.
Right, yeah.
What they didn't give you was any of the seating.
Right, mm-hmm. Just alphabetical. Right, that was really confusing.
So it was a tremendous bait and switch. It was the first time that the field had ever been rolled out that way, in which they told you what the ingredients were. They didn't tell you how the meal was going to be cooked. They just let you, what are we having for dinner tonight? Well, here's all the ingredients. Oh, well, wait a minute. I see eggs. Is there flour over there, though, right?
I mean, they have to deconstruct the brackets just to make them alphabetical in the first place.
Yes, they had to take all the parts apart and lay them out alphabetically.
Right.
And they messed up several alphabetic orders.
Oh, did they?
Yeah, because when it came to, like, St. Bonaventure, well, actually, St. Bonaventure was not in. I forget who. There was a saint in there, and they went with S-T instead of S-A-I. So people were nitpicking their alphabetic order. I can go either way. I think if you're abbreviating a team as S-T, like NC State as well, they didn't go by North, N-O-R. They went by N-C as the first two letters.
Hmm.
It, again, the whole thing is stupid because what is next year going to be? We're going to roll the teams out by order of their SAT entrance scores.
How about colors?
How about weight?
These are all the teams to be playing.
This is the heaviest team.
These are all the teams to be playing in red this year. Yes. And the tournament. The Blues are coming up next.
Yes.